Now, Padre Pio, we'll see here, would not receive an obstinate sinner, not even if someone was to advocate for him. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar. He was a mystic and he was a miracle worker. And we bring to you these short stories so that you may find out more about Padre Pio and also that you may learn what his intercession can do for you. And I'd like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your generosity. You're making these videos possible for all of us. So thank you for your help there. And currently we do have a special deal in which we take your intentions to St. Giovanni Rotondo, to Padre Pio's shrine. You can just see a little later on exactly how to apply for this. Now, our story continues with a Father Gerardo di Fulmeri. And he tells us that some years before Padre Pio died, a certain gentleman came to Padre Pio. He was from America and he was a benefactor. He made donations to Padre Pio's work. And he was visiting St. Giovanni Rotondo. And then when he approached Padre Pio to have his confession heard, Padre Pio sent him away abruptly. Sounds like he was a little bit rude about this. And the person was taken aback and insisted, "But I am your benefactor. You must hear my confession." But Padre Pio remained absolutely steadfast. He would not hear his confession. This person must now leave. So what was going on behind the scenes? Well, this gentleman, he was taken aback, as we said. And so he went to this priest, Father Gerardo, in San Severo, and he contacted the priest. And this is the priest giving the account. And he told Father Gerardo about his humiliating treatment that he had received from Padre Pio. And Father Gerardo advised him, maybe it's better just to go and confess to a different priest. Might be easier that way. But this gentleman asked him, Father Gerardo, to please accompany him to Padre Pio to plead his case with Padre Pio. After all, he was a benefactor of Padre Pio's. And then Father Gerardo, speaking with this gentleman actually told him that he had a young mistress with whom he had cheated on his wife from time to time, on occasions. And then Father Gerardo understood Padre Pio's reaction. Because he knew Padre Pio had this gift of knowledge of hearts. And so I said to him, if we both go to see Padre Pio, then he's just going to chase both of us away. But it did not matter. They had to go and see Padre Pio. So they went to the monastery, and as soon as Padre Pio saw them, he said, "Have you called a good lawyer? Go away, both of you." So we departed. And at this, the gentleman began to cry. He broke down in tears. And I urged him once again, just go and confess to another priest. And so he did that. He went to another priest and he confessed. And thereafter, both of them went back to see Padre Pio. And this time, Padre Pio welcomed him and hugged him. So now that the sin is out the way, no problem. They are best of friends again. And then when it came time to depart, they were saying their goodbyes, and Padre Pio insisted to him, "Now that you are going back to America, you must live like a good Catholic. Understand?" And 1 year after he had returned to America, he now wrote a letter back to Father Gerardo, asking him to ask Padre Pio if he could come and visit again. But Padre Pio responded, "No, again, this is not going to happen." And then Father Gerardo learned from this man's daughter that he was continuing, he had returned to this relationship with his mistress. And this was in fact creating tremendous amount of tensions and stress within their family. Somehow Padre Pio knew this. And after some years, this gentleman now wrote again to Father Gerardo. And he said, no, he's turned over his life. He's now returning to God for good. And at this, Padre Pio wrote back to him, saying that, of course, he could return to St. Giovanni Rotondo and receive the blessing of his beloved priest, both for himself and his family. So once the obstinate sin is out the way, he's welcome back. So we can see that even at a distance, that is, the one person was in America and Padre Pio was all the way in Italy, God could read his heart, can read our hearts. He knows our secret sins. And our sins, especially the obstinate ones, they are a barrier. They place us outside of this friendship with God. So this was demonstrated by Padre Pio refusing to see him. And yet all of this was done in private. We could say it was a kind of a private sin. Did affect his family, of course. But imagine if someone who defended, publicly defended, and was obstinate in defending public sins. What would Padre Pio have done then? Would he have received them to his confessional, or given them communion, or even given the impression that this person was in good standing? I somehow doubt that. But just a reminder that we do have this special offer. We'll take your prayer intentions to Padre Pio Shrine in St. Giovanni Rotondo. I have a colleague going there, COVID dependent. We'll take your intentions there. All you have to do is subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed. And if you are subscribed, then you can enroll your mass prayer intentions. And there's a video on the end screen just telling you exactly how to do this. Oh.